Hey, welcome back, folks, to another show of North Florida Sports Weekly. As usual, got my good friend Robbie Justino with me, a Hall of Fame quarterback from Liberty University. We got a special guest with us tonight, Alex Rawls from Middleburg High School here in Middleburg, is a cornhole champion. And we're going to learn a little bit about the game tonight and see what Alex has been up to and kind of walk us through the sport. It's becoming very popular. You see it at tailgates all the time. So we're getting really excited and interested in this thing. And Alex, tell us all about it, man. Tell us a little bit about how you got into cornhole and what you've been doing recently.
I mean, for most people, when they're first joining the sport, you know, you'll – see it at a bar, you'll see it in someone's backyard, you know, the family, you're at a barbecue with your family and that one nephew brings out the cornhole boards and you're like, oh, this looks fun. Really, when I started playing was obviously, you know, I played it with my family sometimes, but it was just a game, you know, it's cornhole. You set it up at your family gathering, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, and you just have a good time. And you know, we were coming home one night and I saw it at a local establishment, you know, a little weekly little tournament they run. You put in $5, you draw chips and you get your partner and you just play. You know, and it got a little more serious at that point, but it's still, you know, it's having a good time, having fun, hanging out with great people. Just a really good time. And honestly, I think that's where most people start, is just the local tournaments at local, I mean, either bars, restaurants. You can do it at people's houses if you can fit enough sets of boards. Yeah, that's where I started, was just local tournaments.
Tell us about the technique of it. Is there a lot of technique that goes into it? Because, you know, I watch it on TV and I see those guys and they stand up there and it's like, boom, every time they throw it, it goes into the hole. I mean, it's
– yeah, it takes a lot of practice, man. This game, people watch it, think they can just pick up a bag and just throw it and just be like – there's so much that goes into form and technique that I think it's underestimated for how like challenging it is, though, consistently have a flat bag every single time and hit the same spot on the board each and every round. I mean, it's really, for me, I throw at least 2 hours every day, every single day, 5 days a week. I'm throwing at least 2 hours, rain or shine, I'm throwing. Because I mean, it's a dedication. It's like any other sport. It's a dedication. You got to put the work in if you want to be the best.
What kind of I guess outlets are there as far as leagues and championships and things like that? I mean, are there different levels of the cornhole game?
Yeah. Yes. There's social division, which is your beginner players, you know, people play in the backyard, have just people, players that just want to have a fun time and don't really want to like get into like the aspect of the professional or competitive of cornhole. They just want to play something fun, hang out, have a good time. That's social division. And then the level above that is called competitive division. Competitive division is more, you want to take it serious, but you're not at that level where like you want to practice every day, and you just, that's like more of like a fun casual, but you want to be good. Advanced division is the next level. Now advanced, you have to practice for. Advanced is the level below professionalism. Advanced is where you have to be on your game. Basically, I mean, you have to be able to put four in the hole consistently, or you're just technically, keep it short, you're not going to win. I mean, that's just the way it is. The main division is called the American Cornhole League. The American Cornhole League came in. They took the sport to the next level. They put it on ESPN. They put it on CBS Sports. They put it basically on every media platform you could think of. I mean, they signed big contracts. They pay out big. They created a pro division only for pros. Advanced division is separate. Advanced competitive and social is separate from the pro division. The pro division is its own other league.
So how do they bring in the teams and the players to get to the pro division? So from you said there was the social division, the competitive division advanced. So is the pool of players coming from those three divisions to get to professional?
When the pro division first started in 2019, they allowed any player who wanted to be in the pro division in. From that point, they only allowed 256 pros in the pro division. From that point, the top there's singles and doubles. Singles is mano a mano. You play against another player. You go through a bracket. You win your bracket. You play against another person that won their bracket. The top 100 in singles automatically qualify for next year's pro division. And then there's doubles. Doubles is two-person team. So, you know, you're at your family barbecue. You pick your partner, and you're playing the person across from you is on your team. The top 50 doubles teams in the pro division automatically qualify for next year's pro division. So those teams automatically qualify. Now, if you don't qualify through that, you have to go through what they call open standings. Now, opens, anybody can play in. Pros, advanced, competitive, social, they all get thrown into one bracket. If you win an open, there's, I believe, 14 to 15 opens throughout the season. If you win an open, you're automatically qualified to be a pro next season. And this is for advanced players. This is for advanced or competitive, whatever, that want to be a pro, but just aren't pro yet, and they want to qualify to be pro. So they do different qualifications. They also, at what they call the ACL World Championships, they do what's called a pro qualifier. And that's where they do the top 32 out of 512 players that register make it into next year's pro division. So they have a lot of ways that you can make it into pro division.
What is the payout for, you know, tournaments like that and then getting to like a championship series? And I saw on TV, I guess the Johnsonville people, they sponsored the big championship deal. What kind of money can you earn doing that?
This sport, man, it's really incredible when you think about it, because when you think of cornhole, an average person, when you say cornhole, they're thinking of backyard game. They're not thinking of like the actual aspect of it being a professional sport that you can actually like make a living off of. And when the sport started in 2016, there was $50,000 payout for the whole season. The 2018 season, 2017-2018 season, they had a payout of over $150,000 throughout the whole season. In 2019-2020 season, they had a $250,000 payout. In 2020 to 2021 season, they had a $500,000 payout through the whole season. And this upcoming season, that's coming up right here, this 2021-2022 season, they are having the first time this sport has gone over $1 million payout.
Wow.
And it is increasing.
That is unbelievable. $1 million payout. Pro division. You know, I remember way back in the day, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when NASCAR guys, they earned $1 million for their first race, finally getting to that point. So, you know, you're playing a game of cornhole for $1 million doing the same. You know, you ain't got to ride 500 miles to get it. So,
yeah. Well, that it's not like you win, you get $1 million, but, you know, it's throughout the season. You know, it's still
throughout the season. Yeah.
It's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's very young in its infancy, and right, as far as it's structure goes, and
it's only 6 years old. It's already reached $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. Now, are there any plans, do you know of, to make this a college sport or something like that, where they would?
They do. I forgot. Now they do have a collegiate level where they offer scholarships and for different colleges to play, and they offer their own division where, if you win, you get scholarship money to help towards school. It's a very, very great program the American Cornhole League runs.
Man, that is just awesome. Robbie, what you think about that, man, getting a scholarship for cornhole?
Yeah, that's like Alex said, Larry, it's 6 years here. We've had it 6 years, and you're up over $1 million. It's only going to get better because, more and more, more and more people are going to start watching it just because it's kind of a neat sport. It's kind of funny. I was I've been sitting here thinking. I've been thinking back to the first time I saw Alex on TV. Everybody kept saying, "Hey man, let me tell you, Alex Rawls, he's good." You know, there at the high school, and I'm like, "Going good at what? Corn?" And I'm like, "Are y'all sure? Are y'all sure?" And so I'm sitting there one night and I'm flipping through, and I'm on ESPN, and there he is. He's slinging it on ESPN. I'm like, "Going well, they were telling the truth. He's pretty darn good at it." But yeah, I mean, you know, scholarships for it. I mean, why not, Larry? I mean, you know, they're giving scholarships for everything now, and Brent in high school going into college, and it's kind of like, you know, it's that bass fishing. They're starting to do that in some colleges where they're giving money for bass fishing and, you know, like the Bass Masters and all that. So some of those young kids coming out, so why not this? I think it's great that Alex is in it, and, you know, he represents Middleburg, Florida, and I think it's neat. It's always neat for some new sport to start up and just kind of watch it, you know.
Yeah, watch it grow.
Infant stage and kind of, you know, everybody starts trying to figure out where is it going to go and what's it going to do, you know.
Yeah. So Alex, tell us what's the average age of a player?
That's the other cool thing about cornhole is there is no age gap.
Yeah,
there is no age gap. I mean, I swear I've literally seen 5-year-olds who are 3'8" tall, and they're literally throwing four in the hole every time.
Wow!
And
that good, yeah.
Players, people that are 80 years old playing cornhole, in the 90s playing cornhole. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. So okay. So let's talk about the game. So what is the distance between the two boxes, and tell us a little bit of how the game's played and some rules.
The boards are 27 feet apart from front to front, and from the front of the board to the hole is 30 feet. That's the legal regulation. Like if you're going to a tournament, that's what they are. Now if you're actually in your backyard, you can put them 4 feet away. It doesn't matter. But like at a legal tournament, they're 27 feet apart. Now, how the game works is, you know, obviously you got your four bags. The other person got their four bags. When one person throws, the next person throws, vice versa, back and forth.
Alex, let me interrupt you. Don't assume people know there's four bags. I had just remembered that when you told me. I'd forgotten it. But go ahead.
That's why I said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how close is this in relation to like horseshoes?
It's actually, I've never played horseshoes, but I've heard that there's a lot of players in our league that played horseshoes before this, and they say they took their throw from horseshoes and put it into cornhole. So I mean, I think it's similar.
Where can we say its originated from, or its origins came from? Did it come from horseshoes, or is it its own separate thing?
Probably, because I mean, I've seen horseshoes play, and I mean, it's basically the same thing, but just a little bit different. I don't really know the origins of cornhole. I think cornhole started in Ohio.
Yeah,
but Ohio. I don't really know the origins, to be honest.
Why do you think cornhole has taken off so much here, from 2016 to now? What have been some really big motivating factors that have moved the game, you know, along its path?
I think it's because anybody can play and anybody can win, honestly, because all the different ages can play. It doesn't matter how old you are. And I think also it also benefits it is you get previous athletes who can't play the sport that they originally played that still have that competitive drive and want to win at something, that they could play something like cornhole where it doesn't require as much strain on your body as, you know, let's say you played football or soccer or baseball. You know, you could still get that competitive drive out of your life and play something as fun as cornhole and, you know, compete for a lot of money. I think that's why it's taken off.
Yeah, me too. That's a good analogy there, Larry. I mean, it's like you said, you know, young kids playing. There's 80 years now. What I know what Larry was asking earlier about, but my question, what I want to ask about, you know, the age difference and all that. What are some, who are the oldest pros that you've played against? How old are they? They're not 90, or they're 80. They're what?
The oldest pro that I've, I mean, there's pros that are in their 70s and 80s, but the oldest pro that I've played against the tournament was 60.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
The oldest pro I played against was 60.
Okay.
60.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's why it's grown so much, Larry, is like what he's saying is just, you know, anybody can play it. You know what I mean? And anybody can play, you know.
I think it's awesome that they're, you know, this game can be played by the various age groups, you know, and it seems to be fun too. How much enjoyment do you get out of playing?
It's a weird feeling, man. It's a lot of fun because you get to battle against other players. It's like any other sport, you know, like you're no matter what sport you're playing, you want to win. You know,
right.
I have a competitive drive. I go to a weekly tournament. I want to win. I go to a smaller, bigger tournament. I want to win. You know, I think that's what the enjoyment I get out of it. It's just my competitive drive to win, and I'm pretty good, so I usually win.
So tell us about your winnings and all, if you can. I mean, how have you done?
Me, I've done pretty good. you know, I'm getting sponsors this season, signing big contracts. You know, I play a lot of cash tournaments. Like I'm not gonna get into full details of the profit I make, but let's just say I've done pretty good. I've done really good.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, man. I mean, that's great. So do you have any plans after high school to go to college, Alex?
Not right now. If I did go to college, I would definitely go into the college program and get a lot of scholarships. I think that's very beneficial. But as of now, I'm planning on just taking this to the professional circuit like I am this year and just taking off with it.
Yeah. Just to go see how far it goes.
Yeah.
That's awesome, brother. I think that's a heck of an opportunity, and you've been able to capitalize on it. So that's great, man. That's good for you. I mean, it's it don't get any better than that. That's American dream right there, you know.
A lot of work.
So we can actually say that cornhole is an American game, right? We invented the game.
Yes.
All right. I like it. Rob, you got any questions for Alex?
Well, I got the old rapid fire. If you want to hit them right now, we can hit them at about the 18-minute mark. You want to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, let's do that. We got some questions for you, Alex.
Rapid fire, you know, I'm just going to shoot about five questions at you, so don't labor on them too long, all right?
All right.
Furthest place you've ever played or had to travel to for a tournament?
California and Pennsylvania.
Wow. California and Pennsylvania, gotcha. California is probably the furthest.
And I'm going to California in February.
There we go. Good, good, good. All right, what about the biggest tournament you've ever played?
That would be in California. It was over a $35,000 payout.
How much?
$35,000.
Wow.
All right, next question. Do you remember the first tournament or the first competition that you win in, the first professional one?
First professional, yes. I won a regional. Regionals are a little bit smaller than bigger tournaments, but they're still decently sized. That was probably back in 2018.
2018? Where was that at? Do you remember?
I think it was at some convention center, but I mean, it was roughly about 50 to 40 teams there. It was just beginning to get big, so a little bit.
I got you.
Time, but yeah.
All right, next question. Why is it called cornhole?
I thought of this myself. I believe it's called cornhole because in the original days, they used to have corn bags. It's not like that anymore. They put beads in the bags now, but in the original days, they had corn bags where they put corn pellets inside cloth material. And so when you throw the bag, you throw it in the hole, it's corn going in the hole, so cornhole. That's always been my thought process.
Sounds really, really, really good to me. That's a great answer. All right. All right, now, besides you, who is the best player in your family? Besides you, not you.
My brother. My brother. Your brother. Alex, too. He's
okay.
A professional just like me.
Oh, okay, good. Now, who's the worst?
Who's the worst?
In your family.
Gotta be my sister.
Gotta be your sister, okay. He just threw sister under the bus.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Poor sister. All right, that's it, Larry. I got my rapid fire in. No, it's
where do you see yourself with the game in the next 2 to 3 years?
I'm just gonna ride the wave. I was blessed this season to be able to play with a great partner, Trey Burchill, number one player in the country. I think me and him are gonna have a great season. We're putting a great opportunity to be on many platforms such as CBS, ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And, with that opportunity, I think after I have the season I believe I'm going to have with the hard work I'm putting in, I think I'll be able to sign bigger and bigger contracts every year. And I think I see myself being very successful in this sport in the next couple of years.
Man, that is awesome. Has there been any talk about at the high school level of maybe bringing this in?
Yes,
to compete.
I've been speaking with my principal about it, but with all the new COVID protocols, he decided that it wasn't the best idea to put it in yet, but it is in thought. I set it in stone in my high school. I am a senior, so I will be gone next year, but hopefully
yeah.
When I'm gone, they will bring it in. I was really hoping they'd bring it in while I'm still here in Millburn.
Right.
But it wasn't in the cards. So hopefully when I'm gone, they'll bring it in and people will be able to play it.
Well, man, it would be a legacy for you to come back if they do 2 minutes and then you know, really.
If they would allow me, I would definitely come back to high school and throw a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that would be awesome. You know, county, I don't know if it's, you know, it's a countywide thing and then it turns into a state thing, Robbie. I mean, I can see competition, you know, and something really fun that the kids would enjoy to do, you know.
Before you know it, it'll be a sanctioned sport with the FHSAA, Larry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just
yeah.
Wait and see. Somewhere where people can make money, they'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, I want to tell a quick story, too. The 2 weekends ago, we were, you know, flying up to Michigan to Daniel's last game, and I'm in the airport, and I turned to the side, and I said, hey, I know you, and it was Alex. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of how we got him on the show, but it reminded me of –
There's some background noise coming in from somewhere, guys.
Is there? What about now?
Yeah. I can't really hear y'all.
Did it stop?
Yeah, it stopped now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's starting back up again.
Yeah. Sounds like a dog eating.
No, there's no dog in here this time, Larry. I don't know what that is.
We're all good. We're all
okay.
Good.
But it was funny. So I saw him and he goes, well, I'm going to Ohio for a tournament. So, you know, we've been trying to get Alex on, and it's, you know, it's the reason we're going on a Thursday night, you know, let the viewers know that because a lot of his tournaments are on Monday nights when we normally run this show. So that's why we had to hit a Thursday night. But it was really neat to see him in the, you know, it made me feel good to see Alex in the airport, you know, flying to a tournament to play cornhole. It just shows you how big the sport is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, I would like to, if we can, Alex, when you go to your next tournament, maybe have you on live, you know, right before you're getting ready to go do your thing and talk to you about what's going on and interview you there. And maybe you can get some of your buddies to come on and do the same. You know, I would like to push this, you know, over our network and our viewers as much as we could. So, you know, getting some more interviews with you as you go through each stage of this and, you know, wherever you're at playing, you know, if you're alive, you know, maybe a 10 or 15 minute interview with you before you go on or something, you know.
All right, when I go to one of my little pro events, I like that.
Yeah, that's That sounds great. That sounds great. Well, Rob, you got any last questions for me?
No, not really. I know we've got some bad connection here. Are you still hearing it, Larry?
Yeah, I think it's Alex might need to pull his phone a little closer to him.
Yeah, something's going on with the connection. But no, yeah. I'm glad to see. You know, back when I coached, I was there with Alex, and he was playing a little bit of football. But I think he's kind of found his niche, and he's making Middleburg proud over there. And
yeah, definitely.
You know, doing what he's doing. And I'm telling you, it was great to see him in the airport, because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, wow, man, that's going to a professional tournament. Yeah. And it was good to see him and get us to where we could, you know, start talking and maybe make this show happen. And
I'm glad you did. When is your next show, Alex?
When's your next tournament, Alex?
I think we lost him.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
We lost him. Well, are you there, Alex?
He's popping back in on us. You there, Alex?
I'm here now. I just came back. I can still hear the growling or whatever.
Yeah. I got you. When's your next tournament, Alex?
My next tournament is in February. No.
February?
February 3rd, I'm going to Virginia Beach. And in February of next year, I'm going to travel to, right now, California.
Awesome. Well, let's get you back on the show in February. If you can do that, we'll keep in touch with you. And Rob, you get his contact info, his phone number and everything, so we can, you know, get him an interview. We'll go live with him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep up with him. This is awesome. A pro cornhole player at Middleburg High School. That's right. I mean, you know, just a pro. It's awesome.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank Alex Rawls, cornhole champion, for joining us tonight. And good luck in your future tournaments, Alex. And we'll be following you, and we'll be staying in touch with you. And that's it for tonight, folks. Again, Alex Rawls, cornhole champion. Check it out. It's a great game. We'll see you later.